Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Scottish Suns Old Firm videocast. We've brought together two legendary Old Firm strikers today. Chris Boyd, Frank McAvenny. Boys, it would seem daft not to ask you first about the guys who are likely to get the goals on Saturday. Frank, Lee Griffiths, he's missed the Scotland game in Malta. I mean, he must be a big doubt for Saturday, eh?
I wouldn't think so. I can't see him not playing. I really can't. He's on fire at the moment, but, you know, it's a toss-up between whether he plays two, whether he plays Dembele and Griff, or plays Griff on his own, I don't know. But no matter what, he's 40 goals last year. Chris will tell you more than me. When you score that, you're going to the second season, you're just full of confidence. And I don't know if he thought he was maybe not going to get a game last night. Maybe that was a
bit. I think when you look at him, he looks a lot fitter, sharper, stronger than what he did last season as well. And, you know, I think he's always been one who'll get goals from all angles, but, you know, he seems to be taking part in the game a lot more. And, you know, before he was always looking to run in behind, and if he's coming and playing, and I think, you know, this is what Brendan Rodgers is wanting him to do.
A few boys were Lee Griffiths, and you look at the players round about
you. People looking at Lee
Griffiths. But you guys are known for playing with strike partners, Tony Cottee, Andy Walker, Kenny Miller and others. Chris, if you're Lee Griffiths, do you prefer Dembele playing,
think,
or do you prefer the way it is?
I would prefer Dembele, because he's coming off now and he's getting a bit. Whereas when you're playing up there on your own, you've got, you know, normally three defenders around you, but someone like Dembele up there, he's not had a good striker for the last few years. So, you mean they brought players in, but they've not come up to scratch. Whereas Dembele's not a bad player, and he's a good foil for Lee Griffiths. He's big, he's strong, he can knock people about, and he's good at coming off and getting the ball and doing the curlers into the corner. And, you know, so it's a good foil. Whether Brendan plays with the two up front, I've got a wee feeling he might, because I think he might go for a juggler and just, you know, go for them right at the beginning.
No, I mean, I think when you look at the way Lee Griffiths has been over the last couple of years as well, he's found himself up there, you know, in a one that, you know, playing himself. But, you know, we'll both agree, it's always better to play with somebody, share the load and do this. But, you know, with what Lee Griffiths has added to his game this year in terms of coming and playing, and I think he can definitely play with somebody now, whereas maybe a couple of years ago, you know, he didn't really have that in his game. He was looking to get into channels and things like that. But, you know, now he's definitely got the intelligence to play with somebody now. And you know, I think it would probably help him get more goals if he was playing with somebody.
I think, no disrespect, but the quality of striker he was playing with as well. You know, Dembele's not a bad player.
No, he's good.
The other boys were just coming in for a game and getting dropped because they weren't.
There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse when you turn up with somebody and you're like, oh, I'm playing with him this week, I'm playing with somebody else the next week. There's nothing worse. You know, I think any time you're in a partnership, you need to get an understanding of each other. And, you know, I think once you've got that, you know, you can definitely work together.
Rangers go with this 4-3-3 system. You would think Barry McKay, Kenny Miller are nailed on. Does Mara Warburton throw Waghorn back in? Because there's options there. There's Garner, there's Dodu, there's O'Halloran, there's Forrester. What's the best Rangers front three?
I think Waghorn's your striker. I think he's the only one that's out and out number nine, I would think, for Rangers. Whether he's fit enough, I don't know. If he's on the bench, or if he's fit enough to go on the bench, I'm a great believer. If you're fit enough to go on the bench, you're fit enough to start. Maybe get an hour off him rather than bringing him on. Get an hour off him.
It's a lot easier to start a game. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, there's nothing worse than trying to come on a game at the best of times, but coming on in an Old Firm, it's really difficult. Yeah. But, you know, as you say, I don't know how fit he'll be, you know, in terms of, you can train, you know, 24/7, but if you're not playing games, you're never up to the sharpness of the games. You know, for me, I think Rangers could mix it up at the weekend. You know, I might be wrong, but, you know, I think it's a game where if you go and frustrate them, you know, it might play Lee Hodgson at right back and put James Tavernier in there. The one forward and the three, and, you know, it gives you an option in terms of, you know, the defensive, you know, because Tierney likes to get up and down the field, and Celtic are strong on the left-hand side, so it might be the double up on that side, because, you know, James Tavernier has had a lot of stick defensive, but there's one thing, he's very, very good going forward. So I'll be interested to see what they do.
You're one of a Oldfield from football's great characters, Frank. What have you made of this Joey Barton this season, and what he's said off the pitch and how he's performed on the pitch?
Listen, it's brilliant. He's came up straight away, had a pop at Scotty Brown, and it's good for him, and he'll tell you, it's brilliant. The banner that all this week is that now the Scotland game's out of the way, it's all going to be about Old Firm, and you know, this is what Joey came here for. He's been that way always. I know him, I've met him a few times, he's a good lad. He just likes winding people up, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's good for the game. Scotty Brown's took it the way it's meant. He's risen to the challenge, because let's be honest, nobody's stepped up to Scott Brown in recent years. You know, nobody stepped up for that position.
I was going to say, Chris, your teammate Greg Taylor had a certain way of dealing with Joey Barton, cuffed him 4 feet in the air. Will there be some of that waiting for him at Celtic Park on Saturday, do you think?
You know, I think what, you know, when you get into an Old Firm, you're always looking to wind up maybe the weakest in terms of, you know, how can I get the action out, or how can I, you know, because you want an advantage in terms of, can I get him booked, can I get him sent off, kind of thing. That, you know, but Joey Barton's been over the course of the distance. He knows exactly how to manage games, he knows exactly how he's going to think. And it's the exact same with Scott Brown. You know, how many times have we got an Old Firm game where Scott Brown's been booked the week before, and he's been rash, and everybody's like, oh, Brown needs a certain to get sent off. You know, I think these guys, when you get to Old Firm games, you've got a maturity about yourself that you're letting, you know, the full club down, and yourself down and everything, if you go and get sent off. There's nothing worse than getting sent off at the best of times, but in an Old Firm where you could lose yourself, lose your team, the
you
points.
You know
what I mean? It's good.
Get sent off once.
It was a good one though.
It was good as my punch when I get sent off, that's for sure. Jim Goodman still got a sore arm.
And boys, last of all, predictions. Who's going to win it?
I think Celtic's a form team, and rightly so. They just got, when Brendan coming, it's even the players that Ronnie had, they've stepped up 30-40%. So I'm going to go. I've got to go. I've predicted to go advantage, because I don't know if Senderos is going to play, but I just think the defence is not ready to match the pace that, you know, Sinclair and that, because it's all over the place at the pitch now, and I'm going to go advantage for Celtic.
You know, I think you never know going into Old Firm games. You know, Celtic are the favourites.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. But as I said, we've played in games where you can go and you can frustrate the opposition, you can frustrate the fans and everything. And you know, there will be 50,000 Celtic fans. If Rangers can go and frustrate them and turn, you know, the fans can turn on, and the players, you never know what can happen, because Rangers, I mean, they're not a bad team. Do you know what I mean? They're not a bad, and they've got players that can hurt you. So you know, the Rangers will need to go and start the game well. But you know, you would say Celtic, you know, I think we're both agreeing, Celtic are favourites right now, but in an Old Firm, you just never know what could happen.
Boys, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.